Hi, I'm Lindsay Pratt. I'm one half of the Fort St. John duo Twin Peaks.
And I'm Naomi Shore, the other peak of Twin Peaks. So in 2014, we played the Music on the Mountain Festival in Fort St. James in northern BC. Well, kind of northern. I guess Fort St. John is northern, and had an epic fail trying to get out of there and get home.
Linda is the name of our GPS. We got it from that YouTube video where the little guy is going, Linda, Linda, listen, honey, listen. Honey, Linda.
So then we call our GPS Linda so that we can talk to her like that. Linda, honey. Anyways, so when we asked Linda, how do we get home to Fort St. John from Fort St. James, she said you just go straight up. And it's, she didn't even give us another option. Usually she gives you two options. This time Linda said, nope, straight up, 200 kilometers less. I think it's the Stuart Lake Highway, yeah. Or Thompson, I don't know. It was called a highway.
I used to have a sister that lived in Burns Lake, so I traveled a lot in that area, and I just felt really wrong about the GPS's idea, but Naomi loves the GPS.
I love her. I trust her wholeheartedly.
Yeah, she doesn't really trust me, and I had a feeling in the pit of my stomach. I was like, we're going to go the wrong way. She's sending us totally the wrong way.
And I said, you're a dum-dum. I know everything. My dad taught me how to drive, and he does things like this all the time. Oh yeah, on your way to Grand Prairie, you know, there's this dirt road, and it's a shortcut, and there's always a shortcut, and a township road, and a range road. And then when he does it, you just pop back out on the highway. Well, I didn't see you coming, but you came. So we went about 30 minutes down this gravel road with, like, no traffic but logging trucks, no signage. No, and Lindsay's like, Naomi, turn around. I'm like, no way. We've come this far. It's going to be great. And then Linda told us, in 200 meters, turn right. And we turned right, and it was a goat trail, not much wider than our van. I'm like, well, let's give it a shot. And then the road is narrowing, and it's like super curvy. And we got to about kilometer 3, because there's like the kilometer markings on the road. And I was like, okay. Then I'm picturing the Alaska Highway News at home headline, like, Twin Peaks dies in idiot accident because they listen to their iPhone GPS. And you left me here to ponder on your name. So I turn around, and I'm like, okay. So now we've wasted 2 hours just that we have to turn around. We didn't save anything. Now we're heading 45 minutes back to Fort St. James to go the normal way to Prince George, and the road seems like bumpier than it did on the way out. And we're trying to listen to this album we got from Scott Cook at the festival.
Just skipping the whole time.
And Lindsay's like, just like turning purple in the face, like just so mad. And I'm like, you're right. You were right. I was wrong. I probably didn't say I'm sorry. I say it now. But I was like, this would make a pretty funny song. And then we started just in this weird country voice.
Never trust your GPS.
And that was the beginning.
Well, it was a way to deal with our anger in the moment. It's both cathartic and a little bit like PTSD, because it comes back to you. And we always hold hands and tell each other we love each other afterwards, because, yeah.
Every time we tell the story, there's like a good chance that we're going to be angry at each other, like, by the time it's over. But it's been like a hit. I feel like everybody's had...
People, it's relatable.
A trying experience with their Linda or Cheryl or whoever. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We were leaving Fort St. James.
To say go back the way we came.
I said, where's your sense of adventure, babe?
Shut my mouth, but I was feeling low,
cause I thought I knew the way to go. Then I put my trust in that machine. Never trust your GPS. All she'll do is cause you stress, make your life a goddamn mess if you trust that GPS. You'll think she's being awful nice by shaving 2 hours off your drive. Take it from us, don't take her advice.
You are.
never trust your GPS. All she'll do is cause you stress. Make your life a goddamn mess if you trust that GPS. It's a one-way road out in the sticks, probably supposed to call our clicks, rolling down that bumpy logging trail.
You're in a remote location, prepare yourself for damnation.
This shortcut will send you straight to hell. Never trust your GPS. All she'll do is cause you stress. Make your life a goddamn mess if you trust that GPS.
Linda, why'd you lead us astray? Don't you know we haven't slept in days? Running on vegan slop and vodka fumes.
Listening to our friend Scott Cook. The CD skipped as the safari shook.
And I couldn't shake this pending sense of doom.
Tranny, I exclaimed, I told you so, you should be ashamed.
It was just a big rock, don't get your panties in a knot.
Never been so relieved to see that sign, Highway 16, passing through Fort St. James again.
Considered myself a pretty good driver.
Not a chance, you blew a tire.
Turns out we rode in on the rim. Differentials, transfer case, all-wheel drive, tire size. Now we know more than we wanted to. I'm pretty glad you did us wrong, 'cause now we get to sing this song. It never would have happened without you. Never trust your GPS. All she'll do is cause you stress. Make your life a goddamn mess if you trust that GPS. Never trust your GPS. All she'll do is cause you stress. Make your life a goddamn mess if you trust that global positioning system.